Father, give us your bread. We need it a lot. Give us your word. Give us your light this time and talk to us. And we know that you are already talking to our hearts this time. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We sit down and we are going to read two texts, but it is the same text. We find the first text in Luke chapter 21, verse 1 to 4. And the same text, we are going to read it in Mark chapter 12, 41, 44. I read the same text, but you can have some differences. So we start with Luke chapter 21, verse 1 and 4. As Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gift into the offering box, and he also saw a poor widow putting two small copper coins, and he said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of the abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." That is the word of the Lord from Luke, but we turn also Mark chapter 12, 41 to 44. Mark 12, 41, 44. And he sat down opposite to the treasury and watched the people putting money in the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." That is the word of God from Mark. Amen. Our theme today is a bit philosophical, but I think you will understand. It says, from the superfluous to the appropriate gift in giving. From the superfluous, we come from the superfluous to the appropriate offering. And that is what we are going to talk about today. We talk about offering. Offering is an initiative from God. It is not a human initiative. It is God who taught, who brought the first thinking on how we should honor and worship him by giving. It is not man. We read in the Bible that it is God who told to Moses how he can build the tabernacle where he must be worshipped. It is not something which came from the thinking of Moses. It is something which came from God. So offering, it is an initiative from God. So we can be ready to learn from him how we can offer to honor him. Offering is an act we accomplish in the presence of God, not out of the presence of God. We come in his presence. And that is to say that when we come in the presence of God, we must come with a certain degree of humility. Why? It is because we offer to the one who says that heaven and earth and everything in it belong to me. And we offer to the one who says in Psalm 50, verse 10, that all the animals of the forest, all the beasts in the mountain, all the birds, everything that moves on earth, in the world, belong to me. So we come to offer to someone like him. And we offer to the one who sees everything. We read from Proverbs 15, verse 3, that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on evil and good. So we come and give to the one who sees everything. We cannot hide something. In fact, when you read Luke and Mark, you may ask yourself how Jesus knew that people are giving large sums, and how he knew that the widow gave 2 copper coins. The response is because the eyes of God is everywhere. He sees everything, and you cannot hide something to him. We read from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, that he knows everything, and by him all actions are weighed. He weighs, he has. Someone may think he has a scale to weigh all our actions, all our thinking. So Samuel says, everything is weighed by God. Our actions, our offerings are also weighed by him. So today we are going to talk about giving quantitatively and qualitatively. Because in the presence of God, all our offerings are weighed. God has a scale to weigh. So we start with quantity. When you read the text we have read, you will find some concepts which let us think about quantity. Read again and listen. Many rich people were putting in large sums. That is quantity. And the second, a poor widow came and put in 2 small coppers, copper coins. That is quantity. 2. The widow has put in more than all who are contributing. That is quantity. The widow gave all, everything. That is quantity. That is to say that our Lord is interested also in quantity. But I think the question is, how does he count to appreciate quantitatively? That is the main problem. Does he count like we count today? So the Lord is interested. And when you read this story, you find that God counts differently, because he says that the one who gave 2, he gave more than those who gave a large sum. So how can we understand that? How is our God going to counting here? God is not interested in amount, the portion, but he is interested in the proportion. And I think all of us did statistics, the course of descriptive statistics. Remember your course. So today we are going to talk about descriptive statistics. What is a proportion? That is the quiz today for descriptive statistics. So let me respond in a very simple English, that the proportion is taking what you gave today out of what you have daily. That is the proportion. What you are going to give and what stays behind. So you calculate your proportion. And you are going to find it. So God is interested in the proportion, not in the amount, not in the portion. So when we read here and see what happened here, the widow gave all. She has two, and she gave two. What is the proportion there? The proportion is one. But the others, they gave large sum without thinking about the proportion. Let us take the example. If you have $5 to live per day and you give $5, you behave like the widow because your proportion is one. But if you have $100 to live per day and you give 10, what is your proportion? Your proportion is 0.01. 10%. That is the problem of descriptive statistics. I know that it was a very difficult course for many of us. So for Jesus Christ, in the mathematics of Jesus Christ, the one who gave five, he gave more than the one who gave 10 because of the proportion. And that is what the word of God is reminding us today, is calling us back to a new course of mathematics, the mathematics of Jesus Christ, the spiritual mathematics, the one who give 10, the one who give 5, give more, he gives more than the one who gives 10. How can you understand that? If you want to understand this, go and ask the question to Jesus Christ. He will tell you that he is interested not in the amount, but in the proportion. When we read First Chronicle verse 29, and starting with verse 6, you'll find that the leaders of Israel, they gave offering to the Lord, and it was a very important offering. 5,000 talents of gold, 10,000 derek, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of brass, 1,000 talents of iron. Who can weigh that? And when you continue in verse 20, then listen. They offered also as a sacrifice a burnt offering of 1,000 of bulls and 1,000 of rams and 1,000 of lamb and many other sacrifices. When I read this verse, I ask myself, are these people using the same mathematics we are using today? Is it 1,000 of the time of David, the same 1,000 today? Do you think it's the same? 1,000 bulls. Someone gives 1,000. I think if someone bring 1,000 bulls here in Gomaville, some will think that he's mentally ill. You bring 1,000 bulls here to offer to the Lord. People may think you are ill. You did not think before you bring them here in Gomaville. And others will just write it in TikTok and WhatsApp and comment and say, we don't understand what happened in Gomaville. But this is what happened. People gave 1,000 bull, 1,000 ram, 1,000 and 1,000. But now, listen to what they said. I'm going to read verse 11 of 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. Yours, O Lord, in the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head above all. 14. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and we receive from you, from your hand, what we offer to you. So these people know that you cannot give much as much to intimidate God. Even when you give 1,000 bulls, you are giving to the one who says, all on earth and in heaven belong to me. So you come in his presence with humility, because you cannot give much and much to the level that he is intimidated. That is giving quantitatively. Let me say something shortly, qualitatively. If you want to give, keep in mind that God is not only seeing the amount, but it is seeing also what is behind your motivation. And he asks the question, why is this person giving this? So he sees deeply even the heart of a widow. So whenever you come and give to the Lord, the first quality you should have is faith. Come and give with faith. When we read Genesis chapter 4, we find two people, Abel and Cain. They came in the presence of God and they gave. And the Bible says that God accepted the offering of Abel, but he did not accept the offering of Cain. And this story raises many questions. People do ask, why? But when we read Hebrew 11 verse 4, then we find the reason why. And the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice. So his offering was accepted because he gave by faith. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 4. And if you continue with verse 6, then the Bible says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you may come with large sum, but do you have faith in him? If the response is no, then you are not giving. You are just joking in his presence. That is the first quality. The second quality is hope. When you give, please behave like this widow. He does not fix his eyes on two copper coins. He saw the future. He knew that God can give again. God will provide. So he gives. That is hope. So whenever you come with your offering, give with hope that God will provide. Even in our context of Goma and Nathkiv, give with hope that God will provide. The third, we may have much, but let us stop with the third. The third is love, and love of God. You can find this text that the widow loves God. She loves with her heart, her soul, her intelligence, and even her strength. So he gives by loving God. I remember what the pastor, for those who attended the French service last Sunday, he concluded the day by saying that Gomaville is waiting for money, but also for those who give themselves. So come and give your money, but also come and give yourself to the service. We have so many people in this church, you find that he gave himself, he gives his heart, he gives his intelligence, his ability, his time, and he gives also money. So show by giving that you love God, by giving money, by giving service, by giving yourself. That is qualitative. How can we conclude this message? Let us keep in mind that we offer in the presence of the one who gave all. God, through Jesus Christ, gave all. He gave his life. There's no more than life. So if we are serving someone who gives even his life, let us come in his presence and give, knowing that we cannot give more to intimidate him. As the Lord accepted the offering of Abel, he can accept your offering today. As he refused the offering of Cain, he can also refuse your offering today. I think we need to pray for that, so that the Lord may open our eyes, that when we come and offer to the Lord, we keep in mind that we are in the presence of the one whose eyes are seeing everything, not only the amount you have in your heart, but also what is going on in your heart. Amen.